Commentator Reynolds Price has recently observed an important anniversary, his 10th annual magnetic resonance imaging, or MRI scan. He sent us these thoughts.
When I was first operated on in 1984, the MRI had not reached major American hospitals. Guided only by X-ray, my surgeon was unable to remove the growing malignant tumor that stretched down my spinal cord for 11 inches. And the only therapy that a great hospital could offer was 5 weeks of daily radiation. That huge dose left me paraplegic, but it stalled the tumor for 2 years, by which time an ultrasonic laser scalpel was available and the MRI machines were in place. With those aids, in 2 marathon operations, my brilliant surgeon removed all the tumor that he could find. The second of those laser expeditions occurred late in 1986, and ever since, my surgeon has prescribed an annual MRI scan. So on a recent Monday night, I surrendered to the gentle technicians who are by now old friends, and I spent the next 2 hours inside that claustrophobe's nightmare, the 6-foot-long, 25-inch-wide tube of a magnet which slowly and with the decidedly low-tech sound of a $50 motorboat engine produces uncannily clear images of the soft tissues of a human body. Given that I've put on weight in my wheelchair, there's not room inside the magnet to raise a hand and scratch an itchy nose. Since the longest of my images requires me to lie still for 9 minutes, still means I can't even swallow. I've acquired a few techniques for tolerating those close quarters without beginning to rave. I asked the technician to switch off the piped-in music and the ventilation fan. Then I lie on my back, with the domed ceiling only 4 inches above my nose. I shut my eyes and recite the contents of my long-term memory, poems I learned in childhood, one-word mantras that have helped me through hard times, the famous Jesus Prayer, and more adult poems, some of Shakespeare's sonnets and Milton's Lycidas. What is strangest is that even inside that circular eye which is charting the health of my spine, the cord which contained an enormous killer, I've never felt fear. Boredom, yes. Relief in knowing that a friend sits in earshot to haul me out if the technician vanishes. But never fear. Yet I'm by no means a dauntless hero in other respects. I can quail at the prospect of a rickety shower chair. So why have I always felt a curious peace in that coffin? One reason may be that after my first few MRIs, I learned that one of its inventors was an old friend of mine. Most crucially, though, a special calm seems to protect me in the tube, a trust that has always risen like a clean breeze in those stifling quarters. Not that I'll never die, or never again know agony, but that for now I roll ahead through life on a benignly thick sheet of ice till I've done all the honest work my mind contains. 1 week after this year's scan, for instance, I completed my 11th novel, and this year's scan was again clear of cancer.
Novelist Reynolds Price teaches English at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina.